My name is Timothy Jacobs. I am 25 years old. Today's date is October 23rd, 2018. I am speaking with Linda Jacobs, my grandmother, and we are recording this interview in Nashville, Tennessee. You recently, about a month ago or so, learned that you are going to be a great-grandmother.
Yes.
My first question is, how old were you when you first became a parent, and what was that experience like? What were your thoughts when you first learned that you were going to be a mother?
Well, I was excited, and I was 23 years old.
In 1971?
Well, I had just turned 23 when Tommy was born. Like 5 days before.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just real exciting. He was really cute, and got to bring him home, and it was just exciting raising him, you know.
Yeah. What were your parents' reactions when they learned you were going to be a mother?
Oh, they were excited too, and they just thought he was great, you know. They were real tickled with him.
Did anything surprise you about pregnancy that you didn't know before, like, going into it?
I know that I actually had labor pains with Tommy. We had just been out to eat Mexican food. and I started having these pains, and so Tommy took me to the doctor, and he said, well, you can either go to the hospital or go home, but he's not going to be, or the child's not, we didn't know what they were back then. He said, the child won't be born until about 11. And so I decided to go home to the hospital because I didn't want him to come early or anything. And sure enough, he was born at 11 o'clock. So the doctor had that one down. And
your husband was shot while you were pregnant?
Yeah, he was shot while I was 7 months pregnant, and he was in Vanderbilt Hospital in ICU, and I could only see him for like 20 minutes every 2 hours.
Right.
So I was having to sit in the waiting room during that time, and of course they had people from the news media to come out to the waiting room and interview me, and it was aired on TV, and I think I ended it with the interview. The last thing I said was, I was afraid I would never see him again, you know, because, I mean, he looked pretty bad when I saw
right.
him. In fact, they were worried about me, too, because, you know, I was afraid I might have the baby, but I didn't. I did fine, and
were there, other than your son, Tommy, was named after
his dad,
Thomas Newman Jacobs. Your son was Thomas Newman Jacobs III. Were there any other names that y'all considered before sticking with Thomas Newman Jacobs?
No.
Okay.
No, that's what we decided on. And he would actually, if the others had been alive, he would have actually been the fifth. Because
right.
there were five Thomas Newman Jacobs, but the others had passed away, so.
Well, it skipped a generation.
Yeah.
It was like one, two, and then I think then there was like Benjamin Thornton Jacobs, and then it went to
Thomas Newman
Jacobs the first. But, and then you had your second child, your daughter, Darlene. Were you excited that you were going to be having a daughter?
Yes, and when I had Tommy, I asked the doctor, I said, what's the soonest I can have another baby? And he said, well, you really need to wait 2 years because it takes that long for your body to heal. So we planned Tommy on my birthday, and he missed it by 5 days, and planned Darlene on her daddy's birthday, and she missed it by a few hours. because she was born on the 27th. His birthday was the 28th of May. So, and I really wanted a girl. I wanted a boy, and then I wanted a girl. And of course, he had left me when I was 7 months pregnant with her.
And that was in 73?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And back then, were they able to tell you prior to you giving birth that it was going to be a boy or girl?
No.
No?
We didn't know till she come out.
Oh, wow. That's pretty different.
Yeah.
You know pretty early on now.
Oh, I know. But that's 47 years ago.
Yeah, I guess so.
Almost half a century, so.
And then in 1992, you first became a grandmother.
Yes.
And that was me.
Yeah.
What were your first reactions to Mom telling you she was going to be a mother?
I couldn't believe it. It was just so exciting. And
you were 44?
I was. And you were born and came to live in my house. And so I had picked you up at the hospital, and I had a sign up on my porch that said, "Welcome, Timothy." And anyway, you stayed in my house for a while till they bought a house and moved. And it was just really exciting raising you.
All right. And then in 1995, you became a grandmother to a granddaughter,
right.
Brittany. What was your reaction to hearing that news?
Well, when we went to the hospital to have Brittany, her dad had had a wreck that morning, and he was in Vanderbilt, and so we had to cancel the appointment to have her delivered because she was going to be delivered by C-section, and you were too.
Mm-hmm.
So we put it off, and the doctor said, "We don't need to put it off over 2 or 3 days." So we had to wait till after the 4th of July, so she went in hospital on the 5th. And so I got to go in the delivery room with her. And, of course, I couldn't see anything. They had a curtain up between her and the doctor. And her daddy was there, and he was videoing stuff, you know, and taking pictures and stuff. So we'd have that, and it was exciting being in there. That was an unusual experience, the only one I've ever had. So.
So your first two grandchildren were from your daughter Darlene,
mm-hmm.
And then in 2001, your son Tommy had his first child, Carly.
Mm-hmm.
What was your reaction to hearing that news?
Well, it was great. I was going to be number three, you know, grandchildren. And we went to the hospital and got to see her. And she's grown up really fast. So here she is almost graduating from high school. So just a few months. So.
And then in 2002, Tommy had your fourth grandchild, Zach.
Mm-hmm.
We were
actually out of town when he was born, and Tommy had already taken Julie to the hospital, but he didn't call and tell us. So when he finally got us, we had just checked in the hotel, so we didn't get to come till the next day. And but we wouldn't have gone out of town if we'd have known he'd taken her to the hospital, but he didn't share that with us. So. So anyway, we got to see Zach the next day, so.
And then this year, you learned you're going to be a great-grandmother.
I know.
And he or she will be due in May of 2019. What was your first reaction to learning you're going to be a great-grandmother?
Well, I couldn't believe it. I mean, you just don't, it's just hard to believe, you know, because I didn't know if she was going to ever have any, you know. So it was a shock, kind of, but I was real thrilled. Can't wait because I'm going to get to keep it a lot up here. So with them moving in downstairs, so it'll be neat having a baby in the house again. So
yeah. So Brittany and Gavin have a baby on the way. Is there anything you would like to say to that child if they were to listen to this interview years and years from now?
Yeah, just listen to your grandmother and not your parents, and I'll steer you right because I know how it works now after going through four different kids, so.
Yeah.
Or six, whatever it is. I guess six now. This will be the seventh kid.
Yeah.
That I'm responsible for, so. So it's going to be exciting. I know how to raise it if Brittany will listen to me.
All right, and we'll end the interview there.